Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about the best video games never made. I'm a writer here at HowStuffWorks. My name is Jonathan Dreamcast Strickland, and with me is editor Chris ColecoVision Paulette. And we're experts on things that have never been made or were started and then abandoned. And the article that I wrote mentioned several video games that fizzled out in development. But we're going to talk about some other ones, as well as some video games that may not have even been thought about by anyone other than ourselves at this point. I'm going to throw this over to Chris to get us started here. So, Chris.
Yeah, you know, as Jonathan has so aptly pointed out, I am a fan of systems that are no longer in vogue. So I think my favorite would be Civilization II for the Amiga, mm-hmm. which we're still waiting for those of us who still own Amigas, which for those of you who don't know, as an old computing system that was brought to market by Commodore and then parted their hands and went to a couple others. But in a more modern note, I'm interested to see what happens with Spore this year.
Right.
Hopefully they will be bringing that to market, Electronic Arts and Will Wright. It looks fascinating, and they've been threatened with the Vaporware title for not bringing it out sooner because they keep promising it, and then, you know, the date slips. But
Right. This is a common problem. You have video game companies that announce a video game early in the development cycle, and they promise all these different functions, and then they realize they have to deliver on those functions or risk gamers' wrath, which the gamers among us know is great indeed. So this sort of thing has happened before. There was a video game called Fable, which had a lot of different promises that some gamers felt it didn't deliver upon. So some people are being a little more cautious, or they're saying, well, we're not going to release it until it's ready. And then it just never seems to get ready. There's one very famous example of this. It's called Duke Nukem Forever. We mentioned it in the article, but no discussion about video games that were never made is complete without it. It was first announced more than 10 years ago, and we're still waiting. But EA, or 3D Realms says that it's coming. So we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. Maybe another 10 years. Who knows?
They just want to get it right.
Right.
So do you have a favorite?
A favorite video game that's never made?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to say, isn't it? But I'm a Trekkie. Or Trekker, if that's the politically correct term now. I was very much looking forward to Star Trek Online, which unfortunately has fizzled out. We hope that maybe one day a team will get together and actually deliver on this, but for now, not so much. Well, what about yourself? Do you have a favorite one that's been that's never been made?
You know, to tell you the truth, I really haven't. But simply because there are so many that I haven't gotten around to playing yet. You know, it's there. I have a backlog, quite a stack.
Perhaps a better question to ask is: are there any video games that you wish someone would make that haven't been mentioned by anyone yet?
Well, you know, I was thinking about the possibility of you know, taking an existing franchise and bringing it up to date, maybe with a celebrity endorsement like Dick Cheney's Duck Hunt.
Excellent. It's the game where you shoot the other player as opposed to the ducks.
Well, you know, you bring that added amount of realism to it.
That's fantastic. Well, that's a good point. I was also thinking about, we were talking earlier about the LEGO series of games. Those of you who are not familiar, LEGO has partnered with some franchises such as the Star Wars franchise, the Indiana Jones franchise, the Batman comic book. And produce some really fun games that are both true to the spirit of the original franchise, and they bring some levity and silliness in with the whole LEGO aspect. And there's some properties that we talked about that might benefit from the LEGO treatment. We had the LEGO Lord of the Rings.
Right,
with
right.
Very tiny LEGO Hobbits. That would be excellent.
they would have to be very small to fit in the minifig tradition. And I suggested to Jonathan, who is a wrestling fan, that we could have a LEGO WWE game. When someone gets blown apart in these LEGO games, they fall to pieces. So it'd be great to see one of them, you know, the victim of a really spectacular move and watch them splinter into pieces.
I'll give you an example. So the Undertaker delivers a tombstone pile driver to John Cena, and then John Cena would split up into tiny little pieces. I would buy this game twice. I would buy it for multiple systems. I'm looking forward to this game that will probably never exist, so my expectations are already high.
Yeah.
But we were also talking about other things, so just to see an interesting take, I suggested a LEGO Glengarry Glen Ross, which would have a little LEGO Alec Baldwin yell at you and fire you. That would be a very interesting game. I'm sure you can think of a thousand others. And Chris and I, we could talk about these all day long because we have.
That's true.
but we'll have to wrap this up for now. If you want to learn more, check out our article on the best video games never made at How Stuff Works, and we will talk to you again very soon.
See ya.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.